B-Pod Studios.
80s and more. 105.7 WROR.
The ROR Morning Show.
All rise. ROR Morning Court is now in session.
Order, order.
Here's Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian.
Morning Court is now in session. Let's say good morning to Leslie. Good morning, Leslie.
Good morning. Thank you so much for taking my call.
Hey, it's our pleasure. What brings you to court today?
Yeah, well, what brings me here is that there's something that's really bothering me. I don't like being accused of something that I just flat out did not do.
Okay.
It's a little bit complicated, I guess you could say, and I just want to fix things, but I don't know how I can go about doing that.
Well, you came to the right place, right, everybody?
Hear
ye,
hear ye.
Okay, if you say so.
We're here to help. Yeah. All right, Leslie, what is the deal?
No,
what's
I'm
happening?
I'm sure you guys will. That's why I'm here.
Yeah.
So I dated a guy for 3 years, and we just ended the relationship about a month ago. Really, in the end, it wasn't anything too dramatic. It was just sort of one of those situations where things were not advancing for a pretty long time, actually.
Yeah.
It was that way for about a year. So,
okay,
you know,
got
looking
stale.
Back, I probably, I probably should have ended things sooner. Things just got stagnant. But the way I am, I tend to not notice things until too late.
Yeah.
And then what happened was I met a guy at work and we just clicked right off the bat, and I found myself thinking, like, is this how I'm supposed to feel when I'm actually into someone? So I actually gave it plenty of thought and did a whole bunch of soul searching, you can say, and I decided to end things with my boyfriend, which I did. And about a week later, I said, you know, what do I have to lose? Why not start dating this guy at work? I was ready. Like, I wasn't going to take things too fast. I figured, you know, let's just see where it goes. No big deal, right?
Week later.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, week later.
Whatever.
But as I said, like, the relationship was over for such a long time that, like, I had already moved on before I had moved on, if that makes any sense at all.
Okay.
Now, my ex has taken to basically all forms of social media to scream from the rooftops that I am a cheater and that his friends want nothing to do with me because of this.
Oh, man.
Yeah, it's really bad. They apparently refuse to be friends with a cheater, and it hurts because even my ex's parents have written me off.
Okay,
let's just be clear, though, Leslie. Nothing was happening
while
this
you were in the relationship.
New guy while you were in the relationship. Just be honest, right?
Not at all. I mean,
okay.
Yeah, this is not fair, in my opinion, because I never cheated. I didn't cheat physically or emotionally. And I'll even put it to you this way. I never even hugged a guy from work until I was no longer with my ex.
Okay.
All right.
But the thing is, like, you guys are hearing me out right now, but nobody else seems to want to hear me out.
Right.
Like, they're just really running with this. They've even gone as far as supposed to, like, very disrespectful Instagram, TikTok of them partying, and they'll use the hashtag, obviously referring to me, like, hashtag cheater, hashtag betrayal, all kinds of things, hashtag liar.
Well, that's just bullying. I mean, that's mean, and that's tough to take.
It's online bullying.
Online.
Right.
Yeah, it really is. It's exhausting, and it's humiliating, too.
Well, I would say so.
Yeah.
Wow. So have you talked to him about it? Are you guys talking?
We're not, but my ex even said to me, I know, like, you didn't cheat on me physically, but he thinks that I did emotionally cheat, and to him, that's pretty much worse.
You're in your 20s, right?
I am.
Okay,
yeah.
So young, they're on Instagram, they're doing this. So from appearances, you see how it would look
right
from the outside in, saying,
but,
boy, that was sudden.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
Right,
so,
right,
Leslie.
Right. But she's saying, we're going to have to take her at face value.
Right.
That nothing happened.
Nothing's happening. So the question is, what's an acceptable time? Should you have done it? And what should you do now, if anything? Right?
Right.
I mean, you
totally
want your reputation back. I'm sure about that. All right, Leslie, stay tuned. We'll see what happens. Some of the calls might be tough. I don't know. We're going to find out. But maybe you'll get some direction on which way to go. Okay?
I hope so. Thank you.
All right. Man, she sounds so stressed out.
Tell
me, bummer, because she shouldn't be feeling this way.
It's
a new relationship. Leslie, hang in there, okay?
I will. Thank you.
Okay, 888-410-1057. Line them up. Be gentle if you're feeling differently about it. But let's hear what you folks have to say. All right, Leslie, stay tuned.
All right. Thank you guys so much.
Yeah, so it wasn't an acceptable amount of time to start dating somebody. She jumped right back in the pool, has a boyfriend. She's on social media kind of, you know, showing this off. Now they all think she was a cheater. Does it matter? Should she have maybe delayed going public?
Yeah, I mean, there's like a...
What do you think? 888-410-1057. 105.7 WROR, 80s and more. It's Bob, LBF, and Brian. Morning Court today, trying to help Leslie out. She's had a tough row of it. She broke up with her boyfriend that it just wasn't going anywhere. And then a week later, she's seeing a guy who was, you know, at work, available. She swears there was nothing going on. That's not why she broke up with her boyfriend. And all of a sudden, she's getting bullied.
By the friends, by the boyfriend, by the boyfriend's parents.
Hashtag cheater,
hashtag
social media.
Betrayal.
Not nice. So she's kind of bummed out about what should she do. Let's start with you, Shannon. Good morning.
I say ask him and F his friends, and she should do what she wants to do.
All right. I love it.
F him
and F the friends.
F her friends.
And let her, yeah.
Okay.
Yes.
Yeah, absolutely. Your life.
Have you ever seen this happen to any of your friends? Have you ever gone through it, though? Because it's easy to say F that until you're being, bullied. What do you think?
Right. I mean, I've gone through a breakup myself. I haven't dated someone a week later, but that's not anybody's business.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. My boyfriend broke up with me, and then he started dating somebody like a week later with my same name, and I'm still not over it.
That was before social media.
Jeez.
And that was before social media, obviously.
That's why I feel bad for Jennifer Garner.
Right. But if it was him, people wouldn't care. His friends would be like, you go, guy.
Yeah, that's the truth. But you know what? I like it. You need a friend around you to say, F him and F his friends.
Yeah, yeah.
Live your life.
Exactly. Exactly. Where are they going to be in a year from now?
Exactly.
They're not going to be her friends.
That's right. You know what? I always say, you found out who your friends are.
Right.
That's what I always
say.
The original quote, I know.
If she's happy, then that's all that matters.
But anyway, you know what I'm saying.
Right, Shannon? Thought leader.
Yeah. Right, I agree.
Yeah. All right, good stuff. Thanks, Shannon.
You.
Have a great weekend. You stay cool, okay?
You too.
Appreciate
I'll
it.
I'll try.
That's Shannon calling in. She's, I like her style. F their friend, F him, F his
right,
friend.
Just right out there with it.
Fritz. In the car.
Yes.
All right, Fritz, what do you think?
Well, I think Leslie ought to do what she feels in her heart. Love is not predictable. There's no date or time stamp on any of it. So, if it's a week or 2 years, I don't think that matters. But if it wasn't going anywhere with her boyfriend, then she did the right thing and cut it off. And, it's whatever makes her happy, so... the friends will come and go, so she'll make new friends. And if the old friends are doing this to her, they're not much of a friend anyway.
That's what I said.
Go for it.
Yeah. You know what? Keep the ball rolling. Because if she misses out on this new guy,
to please people who don't matter.
How's she going to feel then? All right, Fritz, have a great day, buddy. Stay cool out there.
Okay.
It's a hot one.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yep. Everybody drive safe.
That's right. That's Fritz right there in his car. Tom, good morning. What do you say?
Good morning. So a lot to untangle, but using her own words, her relationship was over in her eyes for about a year anyways. And it was very evident that she was talking to this guy at work, and she said that she hit it off. So that happened prior to the breakup, which is, it's fine. It's okay. You can talk to people. But it is clear that there was some sort of emotional connection with this guy.
Right.
Now, I don't much care about the week, a year, who care? I don't care about how long it takes you to find somebody new. But there was an emotional connection prior to the breakup because her other relationship was dead in the water, right?
Yep.
So, in my opinion, she did have an emotional connection with somebody. So if somebody wants to classify that as cheating or not, then that's up to them. But these people don't need to be in her life at all. Why not block them from social media? Why do you care?
Just do it. That's it.
Blocking people is the most satisfying thing you can do. Trust me. It's better than Ben and Jerry's ice cream.
Is it really?
Oh, my God. You're like,
I don't know about that. Block.
Yeah.
If you do it with Ben and Jerry's ice cream, it's even better.
Yeah. Tom, all solid advice, Tom. And I agree with you.
Right.
It's not better than ice cream. But that's fine. It does feel good.
You've never done it then.
That's true. Tom, stay cool, okay? Good stuff.
And, all right, you as well.
I think you made Leslie feel a little better about that situation. It is a powerful thing once you start unfriending these people because they're showing themselves
to
be
it's like
not cool, not
it's
friends.
A purge. I love it.
Then you have the ice cream.
Yeah.
Nice. Good. 105.7 WROR. 80s and more at 7:49. It's Bob, LBF, and Brian. And trying to help Leslie out today in morning court. She started dating somebody at work a week after she broke up with her boyfriend of like 2 or 3 years.
Yeah.
Wasn't going anywhere.
Right.
Now she's getting a lot of online bullying, which we said, you know, nothing you had to deal with in the past, but now it can be kind of cruel to see all the social media. Sharon, what do you think of Leslie's case today?
Oh, I think that people need to mind their own business. They must have an awful lot of spare time to be doing this foolish nonsense of bullying people online. And you know what? She didn't do anything wrong. I mean, maybe she should have ended it sooner if she really felt it wasn't going anywhere. But, you know, sometimes people stay hanging there hoping for the best, whatever. But she broke it off and then was fortunate enough to find somebody so quickly. So she didn't commit a crime. Right. And people need to find their own lot in life.
Yeah.
So Sharon's saying she should just take down the rearview mirror. Don't even look at it.
Right.
Bye. Just drive without any rearview mirrors.
Yes.
Who cares what's happening behind you? Just go.
Don't think about the past. It distracts from the now.
That's it. Yep. That'll make her feel better. Thanks, Sharon. Have a great weekend, okay?
You too. Thanks.
All right. Let's say hi to Bridget. What do you say, Bridget? Good morning.
Good morning.
All right, what do you think?
I don't think she did anything wrong. She didn't do anything wrong. You can't make everyone happy. And you know what? She's young. This is very good. This could be short-lived. Do you know what I'm saying? I know it's right in the moment, so she's like not liking being judged. But you know what? People who love her won't judge her, and she's going to move on that. She did nothing wrong.
But do you think that she had, like, a bit of an emotional affair, like, because she had maybe feelings for this guy at work, and, you know, she didn't put that fire out. She just...
I don't know. It's a tough call. Yeah, it's a tough call because she, like she said, she wasn't happy for what, almost a year
before
she got out. So maybe the only thing is she maybe should have ended sooner than later.
Right.
But I don't.
She
think
seemed
she
like she knew
wrong.
It was over. You know when it's over, and you're just running on fumes at that point. Should I do it or not? That's the question. It doesn't appear, right?
But it's safer to leave when there's somebody in the wings. I'm just saying. I'm not. You know?
Oh, is that the move? You wait for somebody there.
Like, it's just easy. Sometimes you don't bite the bullet until you know there's somebody else that you can land on. so to speak.
Wow, okay. So to speak. Right, Bridget? Okay. Have a great week. Thanks, Bridget. Good stuff. What should she do? And I don't want to judge her, but all of her friends are.
Yeah.
What does she say to her friends? Should she unfriend them? Let's give her some actionable things to do.
Yeah, like...
Should she unfriend these people? Boom.
Sign them up for weird mailing lists.
have them hacked like I was on Instagram.
Exactly, yeah.
Anyway, what do you think? Leslie's listening this morning. She'd love to hear from you. 888-410-1057. 105.7 WROR, good morning.
Shut up. Oh my God. This is fourth row, right?
This is fourth row.
Fourth row tickets.
You got fourth row tickets to see Elton John.
Oh, my God.
Now, don't tell us to shut up, but what's your name?
Nancy.
Hang on, Nancy. Best winner ever. So, Nancy's won fourth row to see Elton John at Gillette Stadium next Wednesday night. Are you there, Nancy?
Nancy? She shut up.
Nancy, turn your radio down. You're the winner. Congratulations. And I think you're my favorite new winner.
Well.
Maybe ever.
I like people to tell you to shut up.
It doesn't bother me. I'm used to it. So there you go. Nancy, you there?
Can you hear me?
Oh, yeah.
There you go. You're funny. Yes, you're the winner. Where are you from, Nance?
I had to pull over, and I'm pulled over at the stadium right now.
Oh my God.
You're already. The show's Wednesday.
Yeah. You already got fourth row.
You don't have to wait in line.
Oh, you guys have no idea. Oh, my God.
Well, tell us.
This is awesome.
Yeah? Well, who are you?
I am so excited.
Who are you going to take with you?
My daughter, Kelsey.
Oh, that's nice. You and Kelsey.
Yeah.
Have you ever seen Elton John before?
I saw him years and years ago in Worcester.
Now you're in the fourth row, you and Kelsey. That is awesome.
God, this is so awesome.
Love it.
I have been trying for weeks to get through.
Yeah. Well,
look at that. Perseverance.
Talk about paying off, right?
Mm-hmm.
Endurance.
Oh, I'm so excited. You guys are the best.
Now she says, first, shut up.
Shut up.
Shut up. No, you're the best.
That Nancy.
Awesome. I'm so excited.
All right, Nancy, you hang on. Brian will get all your vitals from you, so to speak, get you those tickets to the fourth row. Before you go, what is the best station to start your day with?
WROR. You guys are the best.
Oh, nice. Sweet. Thank you.
That's nice.
And I get the best parking spot already for the concert.
She's going to stay right there Wednesday. You're funny. All right, Nancy, hang on. We're happy for you. We really are. That's exciting. That's what you want to hear. I'm sorry. That's what we want to hear with winners, right?
Yes.
No, we don't want to hear that. Don't encourage that, LBF. Okay. Are we on to Morning Court? By the way, on Monday, we are going to... put somebody in the third row.
Right.
Can't wait for them to see or hear what they say.
Yeah, I know, right?
And then Tuesdays, row number two, and Wednesday right up front. So that's going to be fun. That's all next week. Okay, Morning Court, if you missed it, we talked with Leslie. She broke up with her boyfriend of 3 years. Going nowhere. She knew it. And then she finally just got it over with. Within a week, she started dating somebody at work. So now everybody at work and all of her friends think she was a cheater, never beat her. Mm-hmm. She ought to tell them to shut up.
Right.
But she's not sure what to do. So what do you think Leslie should do about that?
So I'm calling about Leslie.
Yes.
You know, we've all done it. And
done what?
Well, we've all broken up with the schmuck when we see that there might be somebody better out there.
Right.
That doesn't treat us like whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, good for her. And if her so-called friends are not being so kind, are they really her friends?
That's a good question. I think not.
Right?
No, I don't think they're friends at all.
Because
that's mean.
No, because you know what? Obviously, she doesn't have deep conversations with them, and they don't understand what she's gone through, or they wouldn't be bullying her.
Yeah.
So good for Leslie for getting out of something not so good and going for something better.
Well, we're looking for actionable stuff, so it sounds like she'll just unfriend them all, right?
Unfriend them all. Oh, God, yeah. Unfriend. Or, you know what? Stand up to them.
Yeah.
Say to them, you know, what's your problem? Like, don't just unfriend them. That's kind of letting
passive.
Them off the hook.
That's passive, yeah.
Tell them to go
don't let them off the hook. Say, yeah, and next time one of them says, hey, you want to get a drink? Say, absolutely.
Uh-huh.
And go have that drink, leave them the check, and tell them how you feel.
I like it.
Monica ain't having it. I love it.
Nope.
Good call, Monica.
I ain't
Monica.
Having it.
Yep, she's not
yep.
having it. I think she'll
Leslie
love your...
needs to do what's good.
Yeah, she'll love your advice. Monica, have a great weekend.
I hope so.
Okay.
Bye-bye. Okay, and then she can call me. I'll take her for a drink.
All right.
All
right. I like that. Yeah, Leslie, Monica's buying.
Okay. Yeah, Monica's buying.
Okay, thanks,
all
Monica.
All right,
bye-bye.
Bye.
Anne Marie.
Hi.
So what do you think for Leslie?
My advice for Leslie is to get her off of online, Instagram, TikTok, any of those. Just take a break, like maybe even for a month, and then she can go back on. And I would unfriend any of those people that are making mean comments to her because it's very hurtful.
Yeah, at the very least, you should do all that.
Yeah.
Well, Anne Marie, all solid advice. This is the stuff she needs to hear. Maybe her mom's not telling her these things, you know? Thank you for calling.
Thanks very much. Have a great weekend.
You too.
Bye-bye.
Thanks. Bye-bye.
That's nice. All right. It's 8:31. Leslie, I think everybody who's listening has been supportive of you and just live your best life.
Right.
Just go. Who cares? They're
be
not your
happy.
Friends.
Yeah.
Unfriend.
Yep.
Get them off your social media. You'll forget about them before you know it. Right?
Yes.
Okay.
Block.
That's it. Unfollow, block, follow, unblock. There you go. So if you have a case you want to bring to court, we'd love to help you too. Just go to WROR.com. And while you're there, by the way, you ought to make sure you register for the Disney cruise because you got till Sunday night to do it. Okay. Details on that coming up because deadline is fastly approaching for that.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.